Time for Jeff Around Town. I'm here in Council Bluffs with Annie Brookin-Hemke. Annie, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And you are part of this little collective that you've formed with a couple of other artists. You want to just explain what this is?
Sure.
It's Coffee with Creatives.
Collective is a good term for it. So myself and Buck Christensen and Dustin Letts decided many months back, I guess it was over the summer, that we wanted to combine forces and have a space together to do... We weren't quite sure what.
Uh-huh.
So it's a gallery of sorts, but it's also just a multi-purpose kind of a space. It's an open floor plan in here. So currently we have works from all three of us on the walls, and we've had a few events so far. But ongoing, we get together on Saturday mornings and have coffee with creatives.
For anyone who's a creative.
We just have a regular meeting time that we let people know they can come, they can chat, they can have coffee, and even if they're not artists, they can come if they just want to hang out with artists.
That's cool.
For sure there's going to be artists here.
We're in a building that's sort of adjacent to the Harvester Lofts.
Our address here in Bad Goods is 1010 South Main. Yeah, so
Bad
it's
Goods.
Just Bad Goods, yeah. Buck, Annie, Dustin.
Oh, I got you, And you are an art teacher. And a painter.
I am.
And you do all sorts of different kinds of arts.
I do. You know, my art teaching is something that is fairly new. I mean, I've always been an artist since I was a little kid, and have had an art career as an adult, doing painting, drawing, and also I make ceramic work now. But my art teaching, it just sort of happened out of my part-time job, which is, I'm a substitute teacher as a part-time job. That then kind of developed into doing workshops and art camps, and I'm also the guest artist or visiting artist out at Montclair Elementary, which is in the Millard District, so I do that once a month for a week, and oh my gosh, I love that job. The way that you work with kids and the materials you use... kind of affects the way that you work with your own materials.
I was just going to ask you how teaching has informed or changed your work.
Yeah,
so it sounds like it has.
It really, for me, it has kind of opened me up to be a little less serious about what I'm doing, a little less pressure when I embark on a painting or a drawing. It gives me kind of you know, when you work with kids, they don't have those sorts of speed bumps or obstacles. They just want to get their hands on the materials and make an image
they
and
just
have
dive
some fun.
In.
They just dive in, and you want to definitely foster that for them. So practicing what I'm preaching.
Do you find that you're then more forgiving of yourself? Do you generally tend to be kind of hard on yourself as an artist, or were you? And are you more forgiving of yourself?
Yes. That little bit of self-loathing has been part of my art existence, and it has helped me to do less of that. I still am a bit of a, I hate to just say I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but I guess I have high standards for my outcomes, and I've learned to sort of embrace that in a way, and to not apologize for it, but to really dive into that part of myself and my creative process and go, I'm just going to work through this kind of energy that I have, and it's not done until I say it's done, gosh darn it. And and if that means I'm going to be fussy and have high standards, that's okay too.
For anyone who is holding off on jumping into their creative work, whatever it is, and they've something they dream about doing, but they haven't done it, any advice?
You don't have to create a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You just go, I'm doing this, and you go with it, and you see where it takes you. Always showing up to do the work is the work.
I love it.
It leads you somewhere. It always points you in a direction, and that's just that's a great place to be and to remind yourself of, even if you've been doing it for a while.
Annie, thanks so much, Bad. So folks can find you at Bad Goods on Facebook?
We're on Facebook at... we have a page, Bad Goods, on Facebook.
Coffee with Creatives.
Coffee with Creatives on Saturday mornings.
Annie, thanks for joining me on Jeff Around Town.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.